mom miss him already?
Yeah, he's a cutie pie. Wanna hit this?
Yeah.
Oh. What's wrong?
Oh!
Hey, you okay?
Oh! It's them damn enchiladas! Oh!
You gonna be all right?
Show. Not a script or flip could make me stop, so just behave. I mean, there's no escape. Let's hope you make that drop, because you really don't want to take me off. And oh, what fun. I will tell you what to do and you will get it done. And oh, don't run. You'll find your nightmare here has only just begun. Welcome to my home.
Welcome to Horror for Dummies episode 47, I think. Fuck, I didn't check. I did everything else right, but didn't check the actual episode.
You were too worried about reading your script.
I was right, 47.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm Tim, with the dumbest man in the world, Ben.
I'm Ben.
Who is devouring a packet of chips right now, so I guess I'll take over for talking at the second. We are the podcast that comes to you every week and teaches a thing or two to the dumbest little guy about the genre we love. This week's lesson is... You're too late, fucker. This week's lesson is Friday the 13th, The New Beginning. So that's part five for all you people.
Yeah, it is.
On top of that, I'm going to talk about Netflix's newest little French horror film called The Mansion. Or if you're French, Le Mansion. I think. I'm guessing.
You're so cultured.
No, I'm really not. And then we're going to talk about the band Crossfaith, their latest album, Ex Machina. But before we continue, I must warn everyone out there that we, meaning us, mean Ben and Horror for Dummies, are a spoiler-filled podcast that will spoil Friday the 13th Part 5. So if you haven't seen it, and maybe there's people out there who haven't seen it, because my copy had scratches on it, so skipped a lot. So I went to about 5 or 6 different shops to find another copy for Ben to borrow.
Mm-hmm.
And nowhere fucking sells it. Nowhere.
Nope.
All I found was part 4, and I found part 6 everywhere, but no part 5. So if you're out there and you haven't seen it, I understand. I feel your pain.
I'm being really noisy over here.
You are. Anyway, Ben, how you been?
I've been good, man. How are you going?
I did that on purpose.
I was trying to race the clock. I just got back from work and I'm very hungry, so I was trying to smash in some chips and race the clock, but apparently I lost it in the last few seconds.
You're done now.
I'm done now.
The chip fiasco is over.
Now to wash it down with a cool, refreshing beverage. Anyway, I've been good, bro. How you going?
I've been alright.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not much happened. I had my brother's 21st on the weekend.
Yeah, how was that?
It was okay. I tried to get drunk. I tried.
Mm-hmm.
But my mum got really drunk. And I've never ever seen my mum drunk.
Really?
Never ever. In my 30, almost 31 years of living, I've never seen my mum drunk.
47. He's 47.
Fuck you. But I must say that, as you know, I've seen a lot of horror movies. But my mum drunk is one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Really?
Oh my god. She doesn't talk, she just stares. And it's fucking horrifying. I had to ask her a few times, are you okay? Because I'm not going to lie, there may have been some substance being passed around at this 21st.
Oh, yeah.
Did
your mother touch the substance?
Well, no.
Is that why she was
spacing? She told me the next morning that she didn't. But at the time, her eyes were like dead still and locked in on me. And it was terrifying. Fucking hot. It was horrifying. But yeah, she just had too many red wines. And
I thought your mum would have been a full blown party girl when she gets drunk.
No,
okay.
She's a fucking psychopath.
I imagine her being a woo girl, but this could finally be where you get it from. It's actually in your genetics.
I know, and I thought it would come from my dad, not my mum. My mum's the sweetest person on earth. And
that's how she lured you in.
Yeah. Yeah, succubus.
I know, right?
On top of that, I must address something that happened to me. I got attacked by an animal.
Did you?
And those American people listening right now are probably like, ha! I knew it! I knew Australia was bad for you.
Drop bears.
But, okay, yeah. Every single one of my American friends, and I'm talking to you, have sent me, like, a photo of, like, all the animals that can kill you in Australia, or have asked me about various animals like spiders and snakes and sharks and oh my. but I was attacked by an animal that no one ever says anything about. And this is the worst animal that you can be attacked by in Australia, because not only is it hurdy. Is it painful? It's embarrassing.
Gosh darn it, it was hurdy.
And I must say right now that magpies can suck my dick.
I fucking knew you were going to say a magpie.
So we're closing out winter here in Australia. We're coming into spring. And what that means is that the magpies here, which are basically like crows.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Black and white. They're in their let's get it on season where they have to breed and everything. But they're very protective of their nests. So if anyone walks near their nests, which are everywhere, they swoop at you and peck you in the head.
That's true. They are absolute cunts of birds.
Yeah. So, I'm there doing my work, delivering seafood to various restaurants and stuff, listening to my podcast, so I can't hear people tell me that there's a bird coming from my head, and next thing I feel a fucking smack in the back of my head. I turn around, nothing there, look back, and there's a bird flying off. I'm like, oh no! Not this again! So I try running away. But I'm big and fat and can't do that very good.
I'm just imagining you running down the street in a high-vis shirt, screaming because there's a bird swooping at your head.
I've also got a trolley with about 100 kilos worth of seafood on. So, yeah, and this bird is just, it's not letting off. It's just coming for me. So, yeah, a few swoops. And all I wanted to do was turn around and punch it.
Oh, Batman.
Yeah, but you should can't, because you'll look like a retard, because you can't hit the bird. They're too fast.
Right, keep the tennis racket in the truck.
What? The truck was ages away. I'm not going to walk around with a tennis racket. That's just weird.
I don't know. You've done weirder things.
That's true. But anyway, fuck magpies. They're the worst animal in Australia. Not spiders. Not the funnel web spider. Not like, I don't know, what's a brown snake? Not a great white shark. Fucking magpies.
Good fucking. Yeah.
Anyway, that's my rant. We have a show to get into, so let's kick it off with some listener mail.
Listener mail.
All right, we're here with listener mail, and we have a few people that have taken time out of their day to email us. Our first one is a person called Jaleesa Davis. Cool name.
Who's that?
Bro. My wife.
Yes, that's your wife.
She writes... Well, I'm actually proud of her. Well, hello, snakes and milkshakes. It is I, Jaleesa.
Of course.
Since I'm no longer allowed to be on the show, I told her that as a joke. I would like to say that you both smell and look gay together. Anyway, question for you, Ben. Actually, more of a request. Can you please sing the Ooh Baby song from Friday? From Friday 5? That would make me wet. Anyway, douche nozzles, I'll talk later. ... Fags.
Wow. You know, your wife speaks a lot in typing like you do.
No, it wasn't me.
Bullshit.
Anyway, you have to sing the Friday song. The Ooh Baby.
Ooh baby.
And I'll be the black girl. Hey baby.
Yeah, she's so lazy. She does two lines and she just whispers it. Right. He's like full into it while he's dropping a shit. I'm going to try singing that next time I snap one off. I wonder if it like gets your hips going a bit and it just helps it fall out. Yeah.
Ooh, baby. I don't think so. Baby. We have to be cool like Miguel Nunez.
Yeah, it's true. He is cool.
Anyway, that's next
hair product.
Yo, man.
And we'll have no hair between the two of us.
That's true. We'll talk about that. I feel like that's the first thing we're going to talk about when we talk about Friday Five. Yeah. All right, Ben. It's that time of the week. Your time to shine.
My time to shine?
Yep.
Hooray! I'm going to turn the light on.
Fucking loser.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting. I jumped the gun. I was waiting for you to announce question of the week. I'm like, what?
No.
I'm just light years ahead. You are. Whoa.
Ben anyway, wants to finish this show.
I don't, actually. I was just waiting. There was just no build up. You're just like, that time of the week. I'm like, all right. Anyway, you all heard it. You were there. And it happened 30 seconds ago. Moving on. Alan! Cha-cha!
Finally.
Shut up.
Alan writes, it's me, it's me, it's that D-O-double-G, or double cha. Yeah. Alan with a cool Road Dog entrance. How's it going? Hope you're all well. So Friday 5. Ben, what did you think of the twist ending? What about you, Tim? We'll tell you later, Alan. I really didn't care for it. Oh, wow, okay. I'm stoked that y'all are staying at Camp Crystal Lake for a while longer. I love that series as a whole, even the weaker ones. I think Freddy is a jabroni. Okay. Jabroni.
Oh, jabroni. I thought you just said jabroni. I'm like, I swear that's not what he said.
Jabroni. Oh. ICP. What can I say other than whoop whoop family? Yeah, boy.
You.
Ben, here's a little secret. We all actually sound like Tim when we talk.
I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah, I am king. Finally, thanks for letting me post my podcast on y'all's page. Much clown love, Violent A. That's sick. I forgot to mention that Alan has his own show called Horrorcopia, which, in my opinion, is one of the coolest sounding podcast names out there. Yeah, I love to say Horrorcopia. And they did their 200th episode the other week.
Nice.
So if you get a chance, or don't even make time for those guys. They're good shit. All right. And he spoke highly of ICP. I actually had someone message me about ICP, and I wanted to address this because it's actually interesting what he said. This comes from Sean Adams. And he writes,
yeah, okay.
I posted a thing on the Facebook page about ICP, and if you like him and if you don't. He wrote, I'm behind the overall message and feeling of acceptance they put out there. But from the stuff I've heard, there's only been a couple of songs I like. I really like some of the satellite bands around the Juggalo lifestyle, like Tech N9ne, Danny Brown, Head PE, but I've never been a fan of ICP. And
fair enough.
I'm reading this out right now because of what I said last week about Insane Clown Posse and how people don't actually give them the time of day, yep. Or just come up with, or just say it's cool to hate them because everyone else does. But Sean here is taking like, he's obviously given them the time of day, and he actually has a fair excuse as to why he doesn't like them. So, dude, thank you, Sean, for actually giving me an educated answer.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with not liking them as long as there's an actual reason. You're not just jumping on the bandwagon.
That's right.
Like a certain James Maher.
Yeah, fuck him. All right, well, Ben, it's time for your question of the week.
Is it actually this time, or are you just waiting for me to say Alan again?
It is seriously this time.
Okay, cool. Let's do this.
Okay. Ben's question of the week.
Tim?
Yes?
It's the time I thought it was, like, 5 minutes ago.
Very good.
For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, because apparently I don't tonight, it is time for question of the week.
Yeah.
So, question of the week from last week was, what is the worst horror scenario that you can imagine being part of?
Before you start, this has been like my favorite question that you've asked.
Yeah, it's pretty good, eh?
And everyone who answered has given like the best answers.
I know, eh? There's some good ones in there this week. Should we get straight into them?
We should.
I reckon we should. Our good friend Sean Blinky Sullivan. And this is one I had not even thought of.
Neither.
And it's gross and it's so true.
Yeah.
The middle of a human centipede.
How didn't we think of that?
I know.
It's
not fuck even that. Like, yeah, that's just fucked.
Yeah.
Geordie Van Vleuklis, along the same line of what I said, basically any Saw situation.
Yeah.
Jaleesa Davis.
Fuck. That sounds weird, eh?
She's all over the show this week, isn't she? Hey? In the tunnels in Eight-Legged Freaks.
Because she's arachnophobic, that's why.
Fair enough. Don't worry, just make sure you keep a convenient little perfume bottle with you and you'll be fine.
I forgot about that.
That's all it is. The whole movie comes down to that. Laura Chitwood Lee, Buried Alive.
Yeah, that's fuck a good that, one too. Eh?
Fuck that. And straight up.
Is that a movie Buried with Ryan Reynolds?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah, cool.
Anyway.
I like me some Ryan Reynolds.
So do I.
Gene Turner, Buried Alive.
Again.
Straight away. Yeah. He says, I'm claustrophobic. Or being raped, and you can't do anything about it, like in Deliverance.
Yeah, fuck that. I mean, you can thrust back and break their dick.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I suppose. If you're getting raped, you just gotta, like, fucking back harder.
Yeah.
Make it a punish for them.
Yeah.
That's why everyone's gotta do them buns of steel workout. Marianne Pangan, I believe that... I'm not sure. Sorry about that, Marianne, if that's not how it's pronounced. Being cooked alive...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
That would suck. Imagine, a lot.
Imagine being like a lobster and just being thrown into like a boiling hot thing of water.
Imagine having to sit in it while it's brought to the boil instead.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Ugh. Horrible.
Yeah.
Randy Blanford. I don't consider myself claustrophobic, but the way they... shot the descent made me... Well, must be shot. The way they shot the descent made me rethink that. Something about trying to squeeze through a tight space with one of those damn underground dwellers chasing you. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's agreed. A good answer too.
That would suck massively. Yeah. Being under there with no like clear way out, just fucking running around. Nah. Chris Schaefer, stuck in a tank being filled with water where you have to give up and die a slow drowning death.
That's bad because you're just thinking like, Soon.
Yeah, you're like on the countdown. You just know that it's coming and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Alan got us at last minute. Just let me find it.
Yes, very good.
Almost forgot about Alan.
Never forget about
Alan. I know. He writes, I don't see Ben's question of the week posted, but I'll go ahead and answer. I'm going to go with open water. Like me. I figure if Jigsaw came after me, I would just beat his cancer-ridden ass with his junkie girlfriend.
Yeah, I read that and I was losing my shit, eh? That's one of the best answers.
And go about my day. If I got captured by Leatherface and his family or the Fireflies, I would just ask if I could join in on the fun. I've always thought that too, and I've kind of had the same thing. Like, I'd join Leatherface, or at least ask.
If you can't beat him, join him.
Yeah. I figure most other horror situations I could just shoot my way out of. Open water, though, I'm just screwed and I'm scared of drowning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the same with Alan. Open water, except it's not the drowning that's bothering me. It's what's in the water.
Down in the depths.
I mean, if that was going to happen to me, I just hope for sharks straight away. Because I don't want to sit there for an hour and that whole hour just wondering when it's my time. Yeah. I'd rather just get it over and done with.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'd rather Cthulhu just appear and consume me.
Yeah. I'd probably rather a great white shark than Cthulhu, though.
Why?
I don't know.
At least Cthulhu would be, like, pretty hectic to
see. It'd probably be quicker with Cthulhu, because he's massive.
You'd probably just die of fright.
Yeah. Well, that'd be the best. Heart attack.
Yeah, I know, right?
Anyway, what's your question
Moving on, the question for next week brings us back to the saga we are currently doing.
Yeah.
I want to know, what is your least favourite Friday the 13th film?
The first one.
Take a minute to think about it.
No, I'm not going to answer this one because I haven't finished rewatching all of them.
Yes, that's a fair point to make.
Yeah.
A fair point to make. I suppose we'll cover that when we finish our saga.
We will.
We will. Yeah. We'll have a few little points to go over once we've both watched the entire series.
Yeah, that's right.
Or rewatched in your case.
Yeah.
But let us know, what is your least favourite Friday movie?
Yeah.
Now remember, guys, don't you go giving a reason that's going to spoil it for me. On a movie we haven't watched yet.
Oh, that's a good. That's good. Maybe don't give reasons, actually.
Or if it is, yeah.
Or
just give reasons on ones we've already seen. If it's something that we haven't seen yet, maybe write in after we've watched that movie.
Or maybe.
Otherwise, you'll spoil it for me.
Maybe I'll read it out next week.
Maybe you should do that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. In that case, just write away and Tim's going to censor it for me.
All right, well, talking about Friday the 13th. Why don't we get into feature presentation? Yeah?
Yeah, cool. Okay. Well, I don't know. You're confusing me. Sometimes you just do it and then we have the silence for editing and now you're looking at me waiting for a response. I don't know what to do.
I did it on purpose. You're anyway, feature presentation. I
can't handle this mental trauma.
And now for our feature presentation.
Trauma at age 12. Brutal self-defense murder of a psychopathic killer. Boy, they've given him every therapy they can think of. It's a wonder his mind isn't fried with all the drugs they've given him.
The mindless, murderous fury that was buried with Jason has been reborn.
Pete!
And suddenly, terror has become child's play. Friday the 13th, part 5, A New Beginning.
Friday the 13th, A New Beginning, coming from 1985. This hits with a 4.8 out of 10 on IMDb, which is the lowest score of the Friday 13th movie so far that we've done.
Really?
From IMDb, yep.
There you go.
With a budget of $2.2 million, this raked in $21.9 million. So Ben, you're probably asking yourself, well not now, but you probably were asking yourself, why? After killing off Jason, why did they come back for more?
Yeah, I was a little bit curious about that, and I figured it was probably the same reason a lot of things happen. They wanted more money.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It made money. But with Jason dead, how were they going to bring it back?
Now, that the answer, I was curious about.
Well, did you have any idea, before I continue reading this, of what they were going to do?
No, I really didn't. I was waiting, I was trying to figure it out. I know, like, they sort of do the dream at the start.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was really confused when Jason appeared and actually started killing people. I'm like, what the fuck? Hang on, does that mean that actually happened? What?
Yeah.
I was really confused, so I had no idea how they were planning on legit doing this.
So did you actually think that was Jason doing the killing?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, the plan was Tommy Jarvis.
Yes.
The story revolved around Tommy ultimately becoming the new Slasher King, with Corey Feldman to reprise his role as Tommy. But the script was scrapped when Corey Feldman revealed he was off filming a little movie called The Goonies.
Yeah, nice.
So a new story was written and a new beginning was born. Alright, let's start with the cast. This stars John Shepherd as Tommy Jarvis.
Yeah.
Melanie Kinnaman as Pam.
Yes.
Now, according to a little documentary called Crystal Lake Memories, which I found out is free on YouTube, if you have a spare 5.5 hours, seriously, it's worth every fucking second of it. It's so good.
That's it.
She was a bit of a diva, and asking for a limo to come pick her up every day.
What?
Yeah. Apparently.
Yeah, right.
Juliet Cummings as Robin. She was the redhead. With the small tits.
Yes. Yeah, the flat-chested nipple cheek.
Yeah. Yeah. Appeared in a movie called Slumber Party Massacre 2 and Psycho 3.
Did she kill people by stabbing them with her nipples?
I haven't seen either. So I'm guessing not.
Killjoy.
Tiffany Helm as Violet. I've always had a crush on Violet. I don't know why. I think it's just the alternative look she has.
Yeah, I think so.
And her dancing gives me a boner.
Ah, the robot dancing. Yeah.
Anyway, her mum is also an actor, and she plays as the mum in Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, Dream Warriors.
Yeah, cool.
Her real-life mum. So there you go. Anyway, Jerry Pavlon as Jake, who is the stutter guy, who looks like a very young Jerry Seinfeld.
He really does.
And I'm glad that he died because of that, because Jerry Seinfeld's a dick. Deborah Voorhees as Tina. Yes, her last name is actually Voorhees.
No. Yes. That's far too hectic.
Yeah. I've got in brackets here, Tit Girl.
Yep, what I was going to call her.
Yep. Well, she was a...
She had some nice boobies.
Yeah. She was an ex-Playboy bunny.
That would explain it.
Yep. We have John Robert Dixon as Eddie, who was Sex Guy. Dominic Brascia as Joey, who was Chocolate Guy. Annoying, yes. Chocolate Boy.
Yes.
Carol Locatel as Ethel.
Yep.
Ron Sloan as Junior.
Yep.
Dick Weiland as Roy. I knew you'd fucking laugh. Tom Morga as Jason.
Yep.
Who is a stuntman. And he has been Jason. He's been Michael Myers. He's been Leatherface. And he's also done stunts for one of the greatest movies ever made, Jaws of Revenge.
He is fucking horror royalty.
He's done heaps. There's only four that I put down, but he's done heaps.
Hectic.
Yeah. Lastly, Miguel Nunez as Demon. You may remember him from Return of the Living Dead.
Yes, right there.
Ah, very good. And the last person I must mention, Shavar Ross as Reggie the Reckless.
Reggie the Reckless.
Who was on Different Strokes. Remember? What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that show. As Dudley, I think his name is. Correct me if I'm wrong, anyway.
Yeah, nice.
This was directed by Danny Steinman, who was an ex-porn director, if you couldn't tell, Ben.
Mm. Yeah, so I did notice an abundance of boob compared to some of the other movies.
Yeah.
Especially having an ex-Playboy bunny in there.
Yeah, that's right. He died in 2012, and this was his last film that he directed.
Oh, really?
Because apparently he was a bit of a creep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, let's get down to it, Ben. So, Alan asked you before, how did you like the twist ending? So, Ben, how did you like the twist ending?
Well, before we do that, do you want to make your prediction?
Oh, that's right. Good.
Oh, cool. Oh.
All right. I feel that you were not a fan of this movie because this has been classed as the Halloween 3 of the Friday 13th franchise. So, you weren't a fan of this.
Actually, it didn't bother me too much.
Oh.
I wasn't.
Did you like Halloween 3?
I wouldn't say I was a big fan. No. I wasn't like a massive fan of it.
Yeah.
But I feel like because my expectations have been lowered with the last couple of movies, like that I'm just going in expecting, a mindless slasher, so to speak.
Yep. Okay.
Because that's all I was expecting. Yep. That's what I got.
Okay.
So I it didn't bother me. It was all right.
Yeah.
Wasn't too bad.
So you enjoyed it to an extent?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't put it on again myself personally, but say I turned up to your place and you were already watching it, I would gladly sit down and finish watching it with you.
Okay, nice. All right, so what did you think of the twist ending?
Now, the twist ending was ruined for me because someone's DVD decided to fuck up at the end and stop playing.
So I have two box sets of Friday the 13th. One of them was the one that Ben borrowed, which part 5 skips. And the other one is an American region, which doesn't play in DVD players over here. And my American region DVD player broke, so I couldn't even use that.
Yeah.
And so, as I said before, they're basically impossible to find over here. So,
yeah.
Unless you got eBay, but I didn't have enough time to get eBay.
Yeah, fair enough.
But so yeah, sorry. So
That's all right. But yeah, it kind of got fucked up for me. It got to... What was it? It got to the bit near the end where Pam was like sort of facing off with Jason. She just ran at him with the chainsaw and stuff. Then she was out...
Yeah.
Ran out into the rain. Well, not the rain, but outside.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason was sort of standing over her. And she's just screaming and he's like lifted his machete.
Yeah.
And that's where it froze. It stopped. Would not play any further. So I got on YouTube and I was trying to find things and I found, certain groups that had put up like, a whole Friday the 13th, whole movie.
Yeah.
And they either wanted you to pay to watch it.
Yep.
Or they broke it up into like 10 different pieces. Yeah. You could watch 4 of them and then you had to like log in and put in some code and it was doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, heaps weird shit. And I'm like, that's annoying. I managed to find one clip that was the next part from where it froze forward.
Yeah.
And then it skipped to, another part of... I think it was part 3 it jumped back to. after that. Yeah. Like, Friday the 13th, part 3, that is. Completely different movie.
That's strange.
And then I was like, fuck, all right. So I went back to the list, and as I got there, it showed a picture of Roy, like, after he's fallen out the window and impaled.
Oh, really?
And it said the big title for him, capital letters, like, why was Roy Jason? And I was just like, well, guess I'm not watching the end of this movie.
That sucks.
So yeah. So, at least that answered my question of how Jason was coming back, so to speak.
Yeah.
But the twist itself was lost on me because it got spoiled rather than me actually just watching it.
Did you say the YouTube video had its title, Why Was Roy Jason?
Yeah.
Did that fucking person who made that video watch the movie? It explains it clearly.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot.
I know. Because I read, like, Amy just Googled it afterwards and read, like, what happened.
Okay.
And I know that explained that Joey was his kid.
Yeah.
And so he just, yeah, he went crazy and killed everyone.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I was just like, well, okay. So that twist was completely lost on me.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Alan, I actually am a fan of the story
of this movie. The idea itself isn't a bad idea.
Yeah.
Considering Jason, of all people, is probably not exactly hard to impersonate.
No, well, that's why it's got so many actors.
That's right.
But I like it because it's... Because, basically, they had the script all done and ready to go with Corey Feldman coming back, and then they didn't realise until a bit later on that Corey actually couldn't do the movie. So they had to rewrite the story, basically. But the time that these movies come out, basically, like, the first one came out in 1980. This is part 5, and this came out in 85. And so they're pumping them out one a year. So the time that it took to actually rewrite the script and then shoot it and all that stuff is actually pretty impressive, in my thoughts.
Yeah, true.
So I'm a fan of how this story comes and like, yes, it's filled with plot holes, like when Roy sees Joey all chopped up, like, why didn't he just come out and say, that's my son? Or why is Joey at this retard farm when his dad is, like, around?
Yeah.
Like, it has plot holes like that, but...
retard farm.
I don't know what it's called.
We got a fresh crop.
Look, I have no clue what this actual place is. Like,
that
is it
was one thing I was trying to figure out, eh? They never really elaborate what's going on there.
Like, is it for troubled teens or learning impaired or something like that? Because you have Joey as a stutter. But then the redhead Robin, what the fuck's wrong with her? Or yeah. Violet?
There's a lot of them I could not figure out what's supposed to be wrong with them besides possibly, like, yeah, you got Tommy who's, like, head fucked.
Yeah.
You've got Joey who's a bit annoying, but and could be, like, a bit simple. Yeah. And then, yeah, Jake has a stutter. But the rest of them, what's wrong with any of the rest of them?
Yeah. The other two like to fuck a lot. So do I.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm going to be sent to the retard farm?
I mean, if you get to run around chasing people and, like, fuck all day.
I'd be on that. If I get to fuck Deborah Voorhees, yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, yeah, so we were both fans of the story.
Yeah, yeah, I actually thought it was quite a good way of bringing Jason back, so to speak.
Yeah.
Without just going into some, you know, some voodoo, he's back from the dead.
Yeah, they didn't Jaws for it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, let's break this film down, Ben. Let's talk about the characters.
Let's, Tim.
So, what did you think of the characters?
Honestly, there was only... It's kind of what they'd done in the last movie, I think it was. They didn't really introduce many of them.
No.
There was, you know, there was a lot of characters. Like, the character list itself is quite big.
It's huge,
but they sort of brush over a lot of them. They were just there as cannon fodder. They were there to be killed.
Yeah.
So there was a couple they went into a little bit more detail about. Like,
yeah.
You see a tiny bit more of Violet. You see a tiny bit more of Eddie and Tina.
Yeah.
Robin and Jake. But then there's other ones that you just, like, don't see anything about. They're literally, like, in it for 3 seconds, mentioned by name.
Yeah.
And they're not seen again until they're killed.
Like the Greasers and the guy that wants a meal. So they're basically put in there because, and this goes back to Danny Steinman, the director, being a porn, ex-porn director. Now, with porn, when, like, the porn movies, when you watch it, people get bored if there's too much stories. They need to just have a scene with sex involved.
Yeah,
it comes exactly the same with horror movies.
Yeah.
He thought people would get bored if there's too much story. Let's add a kill in here. And so they basically added a kill every 8 minutes.
Every 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as I saw how many people were in the movie, I was like, there's going to be so many kills in this.
Well, so this, so far, has the most amount of kills with 19.
That's it.
It's not the movie with the most amount of kills in the series.
Okay.
We'll get to that later. I think that goes to Jason Goes to Hell.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, so there was a lot of characters in there that you just could have cut out.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like, it's not, like I said before, it fits the profile of a stereotypical slasher with minimal story and maximum kills, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot, like I said, so many characters in there are just cannon fodder.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It is. For me, I like these characters a lot out of most of the Friday films.
Yeah.
Just because I can differentiate between a lot of them.
Yeah, true. Very like, true. They had black people.
Yeah. which is weird because Reggie Reculus is a darker skinned individual and he doesn't die. And this is a movie from the 80s, that's and that true. Very rarely happens. But yeah, so you have like Violet who does the robot dance, and you have all these characters that are very, very different.
They are, yeah, they're all individually unique.
But the character that I need to talk about right now is Demon and his girlfriend, that I cannot remember her name. Anita, I cannot remember her name.
Yeah, I don't remember her.
Yeah. But who cares about her? Let's talk about the song. Now, what did you think about the song? That, ooh, baby.
I thought it was heaps random, but, and to start with, I was like, what the fuck is this? But then it got really, like, stuck in my head.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there, and after a little, like, doing it for a little bit, I'm like, yeah, that's actually pretty cool. And then I found myself, like, laying there watching TV after the movie, and in my head, I'm still just sitting there going, ooh, baby, ooh, baby.
So, it seems like, that like Demon's song, Violet's dance, Reggie the Reckless, the character. It's moments like this in this movie and the story as itself why I actually really enjoy this entry into the series.
Yeah,
because I find it memorable out of a lot of them.
I agree completely. This one, and I actually realized through watching it, it slowly came back to me. This was one of the ones I had seen before.
Oh, really?
I had seen it. I did not remember. It was only, I only remembered as it went along, though. You know what I mean? I didn't see one scene and go, oh, I remember this whole movie now.
Yeah.
So I didn't remember the twist ending at all.
Yeah.
And it got ruined for me, as I said.
Yeah.
But, like, I remembered Ethel and Junior, like, when they come round. I was like, I've seen them before.
Yeah.
I was remembering bits of the movie as it went along.
Going off Ethel and Junior, they're another bunch of characters that I find memorable.
Yeah, they're entertaining.
I love straight those
up. Two. Oh, shut up, you big dildo.
I love Junior, how he just copies what his mum says to him.
No way.
Their chemistry was awesome.
It's so good.
But it's funny because a lot of people hate this movie.
Really?
Yeah. Look, it has its fans.
Yeah.
Much like Halloween 3, it has its fans, but there are people who hate it. Much like yourself.
What?
Halloween 3.
Halloween 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I was going to say.
Yeah.
I agree with you completely. That's the point I was making when I realised as I was watching it, it is memorable.
Yeah.
Because I realised I've seen it once and I couldn't even remember what one I'd seen.
Yeah.
And it was coming back to me as I was watching it.
Nice.
So it is a memorable movie. So yeah. I did like the characters in that sense. Like, well, the good ones.
Yeah,
like I said,
the memorable ones.
The number of them were there for the kills, but some of them, the ones they go into a bit more detail with, were good characters.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's segue into what you just said, the kills of this movie, because this is somewhere, in my opinion, where it fails.
Yeah, some of the kills.
A lot of the kills.
A lot of the kills, I agree.
Yeah.
I reckon there's a couple of kills in there that are quite cool.
Yeah.
And then a lot of them are just really unoriginal and uninventive.
Yeah.
And also shot very poorly.
Okay. So this, I can't really blame the film for it. It was raped by the MPAA.
Oh, really?
Yeah, badly. So there was a lot of gore in this movie. So Violet's kill, where she just gets stabbed in the stomach.
Yeah.
Originally, she was meant to be breakdancing and Jason was meant to come and just stab her right in the cunt. In the vagina.
Right in the snitch.
There's actually pictures on Google, like, yeah, with her wound around that area. But yeah, the MPAA came in and said that they must take it out, otherwise it's going to get an X rating and all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So there is a lot of scenes that were cut. That's why a lot of these kills are really uneventful.
Yeah, it's much uneventful, and like I said, shot badly. Which, as you say, if they had to reshoot for ratings' sake, it sucks.
It's the editing.
Yeah, the editing. Like, I swear, so many of the kills are someone standing there, a quick shot of a weapon in the air, or just a weapon being held.
Yeah,
and then a shot of the reaction of their face.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, right.
You don't actually see any kill per se.
I hate that.
It's so shit.
Mm, yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool. I get it. It's a machete. I know what he's going to do with it. I want to see how he does it.
Yeah, exactly. You want to see it go in.
Exactly.
Which, yeah.
It's like looking down during a good route. You want to see it go in.
Well, yeah. Okay. So you probably laughed when the sex scene was happening between Tina and Eddie.
Yeah.
How quick it was.
Yes, I really did.
Yeah. That was a lot longer, and apparently pretty graphic.
Well, gee, I can't imagine why, having a porn director.
Right. But yeah, once again, the MPAA came and fucked all that up.
Yeah.
So, MPAA, you can suck my dick.
Suck my dick.
But yes, the kills. Look, there was only one kill in this movie that I actually thought was good.
Yeah?
That's Tina's kill with
the shears in the eyes.
And it wasn't just, like, that kill. It was the fact that, like, he struggles halfway through, which makes it brutal.
It does, eh?
Yeah. The other kills in this movie, they just, like, Eddie's leather strap on the eyes.
Yeah.
Eh?
See, I don't know. See, I like the concept of that kill. I think that's a good kill.
Yeah.
I think it was just the execution of how it went down was a bit eh.
Yeah.
The effects on it.
Yeah.
But I thought the idea for the kill was actually pretty cool.
It's fine.
I also did you happen to notice on his last turn, he turns it the other way?
Yes, yes. They speak about that on Crystal Lake Memories. Do they? And laugh about it, yeah.
Yeah, what the hell?
Apparently,
I had to rewind it to double check. I was like watching it and I'm like, hang on a sec, he just turned that the other way and rewound it. And I'm like, what a retard.
Yeah, apparently Tom Morga, the guy who played Jason, at conventions gets that all the time.
Yeah. That's so dumb. He knows,
yeah.
But I thought that one was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I thought Demon's kill was pretty cool as well, actually.
That's fine. Yeah, it's cool. I think that kill's just clouded because of the song that he sings.
Why?
Not like the song is memorable over the kill, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, true. I know what you mean. But yeah. I thought the kill was cool, as well as not only is it kind of like, I don't know, I thought the idea for the kill itself was cool, but it's one of the few kills you get to see.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, that's
true. You see him the whole time when the bar's coming through and he misses it the first time, he cocks it to the leg the second time, comes through again, and then it goes, like, as he backs up, you see it come through his chest. It's one of the few kills you get to see entirely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Is there another kill he gets? I'm struggling to remember most of the kills now. Oh, well, okay, you have Ethel's kill.
Yeah, but even then, again,
I know it's edited a bit and you don't really see it.
Edited, same thing. You sort of see her, see the cleaver, and see her fall into the suit.
Yeah.
You don't really see, you don't even really see a wound from it. Yeah. You see her fall into the suit.
And same with Junior's kill, it's just a head chop off, you just see the head roll.
Yeah, plus that was also super predictable.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember seeing this the first time.
Yeah.
Just this scene. I don't remember my reaction to the twist, but I thought there was going to be a wire or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't think it was going to be a cleaver. I'll just come from a branch.
Oh, I was waiting for it because they showed that shot the first time he does the first lap as well with the tree, like sort of clear with the tree in focus.
Yeah.
And then he goes past it and does another lap and it showed it a second time. I'm like, here it goes. They're making a point with that.
Yeah, that's true.
So. Now, one kill I was not expecting in this was the first kill. When Vic just goes fucking nuts and hacks Joey up. I was like, whoa, I was not expecting that to happen.
Yeah.
That was fucking brutal.
I must add too that Vic guy, he was also in Return of the Living Dead.
Really?
He plays, and I'm struggling to remember his name, the leader of the degenerate group who gets bitten by a tar man.
Carcass?
No, it's not. It's something along those lines.
Yeah.
Fuck, I cannot remember his name now. Is it Trash? No, Trash is Linnea Quigley. Oh, man. Ben's searching it up right now. We cannot continue this podcast without finding out his name. It is... Ben doesn't have it written down, do you?
Probably not.
Alright, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, he's... So, Miguel Nunez and that guy. Yes. Two people. And that movie came out the same year. 1985.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So, there you go. What else can we add, Ben?
I don't know, I'm distracted.
Ben's still looking.
Yeah, I got nothing, eh?
I found this movie had really good pace to it.
Yeah.
There was always something happening. Obviously because of the what the director wanted to do with the kills and everything like that. But there was always an enjoyable scene with a character or something like that. And this movie was never really boring to me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Was it boring to you at all?
No, I will admit, actually, truth be told, I was never particularly bored.
Yeah.
There were a couple of scenes, like I said, with some uninteresting, unoriginal kills that you could see coming. Like, not all of it was super exciting.
Yeah.
But at no point, I guess, was I really bored either.
Yeah.
So I will give it that.
Yeah. What did you think of the score? Let's talk about the score. Because out of all the movies, I wasn't a big fan of the score. I found it misplaced in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I agree. It sort of had ups and downs where they need not be.
Yeah, that's right. It's still the generic Friday 13th score.
Yeah, I noticed it's still using the same sounds and the same sort of instruments in the same ways.
Yeah.
But as you say, it's got the accents in the wrong places.
Yeah. That's right. Look, not my favourite of the Friday 13th scores.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. What else should we talk about, Benjamin?
What about the effects, Tim?
They were fine. Look, not really. They were Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay.
So, yeah.
Just generic slasher movie effects.
Especially when, as you say, I mean, knowing that things got edited and stuff now, it does change things, but I feel like the effects could have been better considering they didn't use them as much.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know what I mean? Once it got edited, and a lot of the kills are, you know, shot of a face, shot of a weapon, shot of a face.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see penetration and stuff. You'd think if you're at least going to just see a cut left on the body that it could look pretty good.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, it didn't.
No.
I reckon probably the standout effects, like the standout effect in this that I thought was really cool is on Demon's girlfriend.
The throat slit.
When he opens the door, it's there, but her throat's like still pulsing.
Yeah. I thought that actually
looked really cool that her throat was still pulsing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, she only got cut like fucking 3 seconds ago.
Yeah, well, that's right. She's not
going to be laying there stone cold instantly.
That's true. You got to remember these movies are still low budget films.
That is true.
So even though they're raking in a big profit.
True.
So the effects aren't going to be incredible.
Oh, no, you don't necessarily expect it, but
yeah.
As you say, they're pretty stock standard.
Yeah.
There was nothing standout, there's nothing too bad either.
No, but with this one, like, there's not much to talk about with the effects because it's so heavily edited.
Exactly. So, it's not, yeah.
Yeah. What else can we go with? Oh, to me, the director was bad.
Yeah.
The direction of this movie was bad. It seems to me that he kind of stole a lot from the other Friday the 13th films.
Yeah,
like, there was no real... there was no real creative differences. Like, you had the barn, which was from part 3.
Yeah.
Like, you had the story, but that's obviously not the director and all that stuff. But
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Like, even when it comes down to the kills, I know it's heavily edited and all that stuff, but still, you can try to do a creative kill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it brings us back to the same point we keep saying. There was just nothing particularly original or outstanding with it.
No, not really.
It was just very run-of-the-mill.
It is, yeah. So let's talk about the... Well, you didn't get to see the final ending, did you?
I did not.
So, okay, I'll tell you right now. The final ending happens with Tommy Jarvis in the hospital bed. This is right at the end.
Did you notice how ripped Tommy is?
Yes.
That scene where he has his shirt off?
Yes.
What a fit motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, I guess when you spend your time at a wherever he was...
Yeah.
He was, like, in a corrections
I did like the way he beat the crap out of Eddie.
He beat the crap out of everyone.
Yeah, I know.
Anyone that pissed him off.
Because he's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true. So at the end, Tommy's in the hospital, and he keeps seeing flashes of Jason, and he sees one final one of Jason where she's standing at the edge of his bed, and he kind of fights it off in his mind, and Jason disappears. And we then see to him opening up his drawer and having the hockey mask from this movie in his drawer. I don't understand where the fuck he got it from or how he got it.
Yeah, did like he it take it off the body or something?
It should be in evidence, but you'd okay. Think so. But anyway, he has it, and there's a shot with Pam at the door of his like his door, ready to go in, and you hear like a window crash, and then she runs in, and the window's open, and it's obviously meant to allude that he's jumped out of the window, so she's there looking over the window, and the door closes, and Tommy's behind the door with the hockey mask on, with a knife ready to stab Pam.
Where did he get the knife?
Yeah, well, that's another question. but yeah, so that was meant to be what was going to happen for the rest of the series. Tommy Jarvis is now the killer.
Yeah.
But the backlash with this movie,
with
not having Jason in the movie, was so bad that we get Jason in the next one.
Yeah, okay.
So that see, if this movie was good, Jason wouldn't have appeared again.
Yeah, true, eh? If it held its own story-wise and gave like, credibility to it, people would have gotten on board.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have had the Jason as we know him now.
I feel like it's kind of a good thing it failed then.
Oh, definitely. We wouldn't have got Jason in space.
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't have got Freddy versus Jason.
That movie has some pretty cool kills.
We'll talk about it in about 5 weeks.
Fine.
But no, it is a good thing that it failed. I'm glad it failed because we wouldn't have gotten the rest of the series. And some of the rest of the series, I'm going to tell you right now, are some of my favorites.
Yeah, nice.
So there's that. Yeah. Anyway, Ben, is there anything else that you want to add? Because I feel I've talked about this movie enough.
Yeah, fair enough. Man, I would only... Damn it, I have a brain snap. I was going to say something. That's right, I was going to say. I did have a giggle with the greases. They were in there purely for like comedic value, I feel.
They were, and that to get killed. Now, one of the greases, whose name is Corey Parker, not the football player, is on Camp Crystal Lake Memories.
Yeah.
And he's talking about his scene in this movie, and that a lot of people thought that he and his friend were meant to be gay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't pick up a gay vibe.
Neither did I. And I don't understand where that comes from. But a lot of people said that.
That being said, it was a pretty gay hat he was wearing.
It was. And his little gay tune that he was singing.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. Demon song's better.
Yeah. I could not fucking stop laughing, though, when he's yelling at his mate to fix the car.
Yeah.
And then he goes to walk off. He's like, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to go take a crap." But then the response when he just goes, "Crap my ass!" "Crap my ass." It sounds like something you'd hear of Tourette's guy.
That's true.
Or "Crap my ass!"
Oh, rest in peace, Tourette's guy.
Yeah, I know, right?
But, yeah,
so good.
It is. Yeah, these guys were clearly in it just to be killed.
Clearly, that's right. And I was actually quite thrown with the twist ending in one sense that a lot of what I found happening in the Jason-Tommy sort of relationship made it look like it was Jason.
Yes.
Yeah, like when Tommy walks into the barn, and as soon as Tommy walks in, Jason stops paying attention to anyone else and just turns around to Tommy.
Yeah.
You sort of think, all right, I completely understand why he'd do that, seeing as Tommy, you know, hacked him up. And then the bodies, like all the bodies getting dumped in Tommy's room when they can't find Tommy to make it look like he's the one who's gone around and killed everyone.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
And I thought, again, I thought that was to do with the whole Jason-Tommy mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why it kind of threw me at the end when it wasn't Jason.
Yeah.
So I was like, why is this guy picking on Tommy then? I don't get that. That angle doesn't make sense to me if it's not Jason.
Well, that's true. I guess it's just for the movie's sake. Because this movie was much like the first one, how you don't know who the killer is. So you're guessing the whole time.
True.
This one was meant to allude to the fact that Tommy is the killer. That's why when he's chasing Reggie the Reckless and Pam,
yep,
we don't see Tommy.
Yes.
It's meant to...
Oh, I figured it was working that angle.
Yeah, yeah. And then when we see Tommy, I think it was meant to allude that this is actually Jason.
Yes.
It is Jason. But then the whole twist comes at the end and then it all kind of failed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
it kind of falls apart.
The thing which, working off what you just said, the one of the things is that Jason doesn't kill his son's killer. We never see the killer again. And this is kind of what I didn't like. Like, I would have rather...
Oh, Vic?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, he should be the first one that you're going for. But yeah. We never see him again.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got no... I guess he's got no choice. If Vic's not there, he can't kill him.
Well, like, I'm sure he's in jail, and Roy's a paramedic. I'm sure he can get inside somehow. Like, I would have rather they showed, like, him killing Vic. But, yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Ben, do you want to wrap this one up? You had enough to say about Friday
the 13th? Yeah, mate, I've had my piece. I've said my fill, so to speak.
All right, well, give me a score. Let me see how you rate.
This one, I'd come in with, all things considered, I'd probably come in with a 6 out of 10 for this one.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, I liked it. If you were watching it and I walked in, I'd gladly sit there and watch the rest of it.
Yep.
But I don't think I'd bother putting it on again myself.
Yep.
I feel like I have other movies that I would either want to watch for a first time or other rewatches over this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair enough. Ben, I'm noticing a trend between you and me.
Yeah?
Is basically every movie that we've reviewed, you've given it a score and I've given it one bump higher. I mean, last week you gave part 4 a 6.
Yep.
I gave it a 7.
Yep.
You gave part 3 a 5. I gave it a 6.
Yep.
You gave part 2 an 8. I gave it a 9.
Yep.
You gave part 5 a 6. I'm giving it a 7.
Hey!
So, I'm on par with this and the fourth one. The fourth one being a better film overall, but this one, I find it more enjoyable.
Yeah, exactly.
Just some of the things that I stated. Reggie the Reckless is a fun character. I love him.
Definitely. And I was cut when his grandpa died.
Yeah. I know, right?
That was unnecessary. Let's
show it.
Yeah, I know. Throwing through. Also, that is one thing I'd like to point out. Did you notice there was a lot of eye violence in this movie?
Yes, actually. I didn't notice that.
There was a lot of eye gouging and eye crushing and such.
That's true. Oh, well. Fucking eye drama.
Just random.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I'll give it a 7 out of 10. It's a fun, enjoyable film. Should you go out and see it if you haven't? I say yes.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
Definitely worth checking out.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's our talk about Friday the 13th, A New Beginning. Now, Ben, we're going to take a quick break, and this is a little song that I've been dying to play that I found on YouTube. So, people have so much time on their hands, and those people I love, because someone's gone to the effort of making an actual song of Demon's song, Ooh Baby. Putting like in a disco dance track in the background.
Good. When you said you had a good song to play, I was hoping it was something like that.
Yeah. So, and I'll post the actual video clip on the Facebook page because it's one of the funniest things I've seen.
Fuck yeah.
It's so good. So here it is with, actually, I don't even know who made this. So, and I must warn you that it ends very abruptly. So just know that the audio file that you're listening to didn't break. It's just the song. Anyway, here's Demon singing Ooh Baby. under the bed reviews.
I love some people.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah. Alright.
As you can hear from the laughter, Ben seemed to like that song. You liked it, eh?
Not only is the song amazing, but the video clip just makes it.
Yeah.
That's hectic.
I'll post a video clip on the Facebook.
Yes, please.
Anyway, we're here to talk about a movie called The Mansion. Now, this is a French film, as I said before, that has just appeared on Netflix. Now, Netflix, I don't know about Netflix in America, but Netflix over here, they update somewhat regularly, and they have some decent titles that come on. But I've noticed that they've been pumping a lot of Indian horror films as of late.
Yeah, right.
And Indian horror films aren't good. From what I've never ever seen a good Indian horror film. Oh, really? I watched one, and it was like, they were running away from something, and then they fucking break down into fucking dance. Like, ding, 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 like fucking Bollywood shit.
Dead set.
Yeah, and what I just, the fuck? I turned it off from there. But yeah, I can't deal with Indian horror films. Now, you're probably asking yourself, why the fuck am I talking about Indian horror films when this is a French film? Well, basically, because we've been getting so much Indian films, I thought that this was another Indian film, so I put it off watching it, and I looked on the IMDb app, and it came in with like a 4 out of 10, and I just wasn't in the mood to just waste time
again,
because I've been doing that a lot lately with horror movies. But I'm here to give some good news about this movie. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's a perfect movie, a 10 out of 10, but it's 4 out of 10 score on IMDb is not
justified.
No, nothing at all. So this is a comedy horror.
Yeah, okay.
And when I clicked into it, I was expecting it would have something to do with ghosts or spirits, paranormal, that matter. I mean,
yeah.
It's called The Mansion, and that just,
it automatically sounds like it'd be a ghost-related movie.
Exactly. But it's nothing like that at all. The bad thing about this movie, now, if you are a person who cannot stand watching subtitled films,
yeah,
then this isn't for you. Then, yeah, it's French, so
yeah,
stop listening now. And if you are one of those people, you're really missing out on some great flicks, I must say.
One question with the subs.
Yep.
Do they give you a reasonable amount of time to read them?
Yes, they do. Okay, and I know where you're coming from, because there are films where, look, I was watching Rec the other day, and Spanish people need to slow down.
Because, oh, no. I just got that bit in Billy Madison in my head.
Yeah.
Slow down.
It's exactly right, man. Like, Rec's a great movie that we're going to have to do one day, but the subtitles are like, I'm getting dizzy from looking up at the screen to the subtitles.
Yeah, okay.
This isn't as bad as that.
Yeah.
But a lot of it was lost in translation, because I think it was mainly the humor and the way that French people talk that I just wasn't getting some of the jokes.
Oh, so you didn't, you saw the words, but you didn't get the delivery.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. So there was a, not heaps, but a little bit of that.
Yep.
I must say right now that at first I was a bit hesitant going into this. I was watching it. I'm like, okay. But then it kind of started to hook me. A little bit and a little bit. And it got to a part where the girl's walking in like this enchanted forest woods where they're told not to walk. And just some of the shots and the surrounding areas were just really, really well done. Beautiful shots. And the score that went with it was awesome. And that's what really hooked me in this movie, is the cinematography and the score.
Yep.
The story itself, it was watchable. It was more than watchable. It was fine.
Yep.
But I think it came off a bit too much of the comedic and very little horror in it.
Yeah.
The horror doesn't really come in until three quarters of the way through the movie, which at that point I was like, what is this movie about? I was kind of struggling to understand. And then it hits you and you're like, oh, okay. And it ends with a laugh, something that made me laugh. The characters in this are very likable. I must say, there is a guy,
yeah, okay,
very cliched characters,
Yep.
Talking about slasher films.
Yeah.
Very. You had the slut. You had the druggie and all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're all very likable.
Okay.
Cool. My favorite was the drug guy. He basically looked like you, exactly like you with a bigger beard. Yeah. If you had like a big beard, he'd look like you.
That's sick.
Yeah.
What a mad cunt.
And he wore ski goggles the whole time. I don't know why, but they... I want to wear ski goggles now. They look cool.
Because he's a mad cunt.
Yeah, yeah. Look, this movie, it was fun. I had fun with it. And it wasn't something that I was expecting because I saw it and I saw the IMDb score... And just, I didn't give it the time of day. Yeah, and I'm only, I really, to tell you honestly, I only watched it because I had nothing else to talk about on the show.
Yeah, okay.
So if it wasn't for the show, I wouldn't have bothered with it. So thank fuck for the show.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. But yeah, no, if you are a fan of, if you can deal with subtitles, and if you like French films, because to this day, going to the complete opposite of Hindu films and Indian films... I have not seen a bad French film.
Yeah.
The French make some fucking good horror. Yeah, I must tell you. Even though they eat weird shit, they make some good films.
Maybe that's what lets them make good horror.
Probably, yeah. Fucking frog leg eating cunts.
Yeah, mate. They start eating some frog legs and snails.
Yeah.
Start doing some hectic shit.
Look, The Mansion, it's on Netflix right now. Look, I give it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, nice.
This was, yeah, enjoyable. I'd probably watch it again as well.
Nice.
But yeah. All right. So, Benny, let's get into the last little segment of the night.
Let's.
Which is What's Pumping on Your iPod. Working 9 to 5. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Straight out of Compton. Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. What's Pumping on Your iPod?
In abundance, buried both is darkness and the light. Those they call devils seek only the choice. Catastrophe has come to life.
Crossfaith are from Japan, right? Yes. Okay, so we're talking about Crossfaith from Japan. What's funny about that? Their names...
How quickly you clarified that and then said it.
I'm just saying that they're Asian.
Yeah.
So, look, okay. A few years ago...
Yes.
These guys seemed to be headed to the big time. In my opinion.
Yeah.
They had albums... Apocalypse and Xeno, and those two albums absolutely smashed it. Apocalypse was, is one of my favorite albums.
Yeah, nice.
Of all time. Basically because I have a good connection with it. I got it when me and Jel started dating, so I had that kind
of,
that really sappy when I hear those songs, it takes me back to the good time. Happy. Yeah, when Julissa was cool. but yeah, so I love this band a lot, and still to this day I haven't seen them live because every time they come over here I have something on.
I have
yeah, jerk.
It was sick.
But we're talking about their latest album, Ex Machina.
Yes.
And for me, this is where it gets a little different.
Very, very different.
What did you think about it?
I was not a big fan of this album.
Yeah.
When you told me it had more, like, more EDM influence to it.
Yeah.
Like, I like EDM. I like a bit of dubstep and stuff like that. So when you said it had that influence to it more,
yeah,
I was like, that's all right. I like that sort of stuff. Some of that stuff can be cool.
Yeah.
Mixed with metal.
Yes.
It had a super, like, dubstep. It's almost like it's more of a hard styles intro.
Yes.
When it's got that build up and then it just goes straight to bow, 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 bow.
Yes.
I was like, whoa, all right, I'm actually not a big hard styles fan, so you're already losing me there.
Okay.
And then it went into, then it got heavy.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, this is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, I feel like the first heavy track it goes into is probably like the best track on the album, and it's still not that good. It's nothing out of the box for them. It's nothing new.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's very, it's just, you know, it's been done.
Yep.
I've heard that sound before, and I've heard other people do it better.
I'm with you. I'm almost with you. Okay.
Yep.
For me, I think I like this a bit more than you.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm not all there with this album. I'm going to say right now that this is their weakest album that they put out, for sure. But I noticed that this album is a lot more of a grower than a shower.
Yeah.
The first two tracks, the first one, the first heavy one, is fine.
Yeah.
The second one, which I think is called a Nightmare, not a fan of.
Okay.
I could not connect with it.
I feel a lot of these, even though some of them, I feel there was only a select few that had a heavy edge to it as well.
Yes.
I feel like a lot more of this album has almost gone like more pop rock than it is metal.
Yes. So for you listeners out there, basically what this band is metalcore crossed with EDM, electric dance music, for the most part. Electro
and that's what I mean though, like a lot of it even seems to stray away from metalcore. It starts getting like really poppy.
It does.
Some of those choruses and stuff are super poppy.
Yeah, I found the writing this a bit lazy.
Yeah, I agree.
And just very cliched.
That exactly, man, that's what I mean. I've heard other people do this sound before, and I've heard other people do it better.
Yeah and a lot of the songs kind of just blend into each other.
It really does. I had to check my iPod because at some stages I wasn't sure if one song had been going for 6 minutes or if it was a new song.
Yeah. Look, there are some catchy songs, like three. That sounds really bad.
Yeah.
But look, I've listened to this album a lot, and it still hasn't computed in my brain yet. Like, how I just said that it blends together is so right. Because
it really does.
Yeah. There are songs that have elements of cool parts and then they just go back to the lazy, boring.
Exactly. You're like, you'll be listening for like 15 minutes, it feels like.
Yeah.
And then you'll hear one cool riff and go, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
And then it's a cool riff for like 15 seconds and then it goes back to the same sound. And you're
exactly.
Like, oh, okay.
Yes.
That's over.
Yes. Yeah, I gotta agree with you there. Still, I will keep this album on my iPod and I'll give it a listen to a few more times because I don't know, it's just not, it's not sitting right with me. Like, I want to like it so much more because they're so good as a band.
Exactly.
But yeah, this is really disappointing.
Yeah. No, I agree completely.
I'm curious as to what score you're gonna give this. Are you gonna give it a buy it, a YouTube it, or throw it away?
Man, I feel, because I have such a love for music and I completely understand everyone has such a different taste for it, I would have to really dislike something to say throw it away.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to say, you know, if it at all interests you, check them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always think people should make up their own mind, hear what other people say, but people should always make up their own mind. So I'm going to say, give it a check it out on YouTube.
Yep.
Definitely do not buy it straight up. If it takes your fancy, do what you want. But yeah, don't buy it straight up. Check it out on YouTube first.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm going to agree with Ben there. If you like the song that we'll play for you, then search more of it up on YouTube. And if you like more of that stuff, and just be sure that you're searching up the Ex Machina album and not their last few albums. Yeah,
because if you look at their last few albums, you will like it.
Yeah, they're fucking
great. Last albums are good, man.
Oh, they're...
They're fucking...
Pretty much... What, like, pretty on Apocalypse point. Was, like, perfect to me. I loved every song.
I lose my shit every time I hear Jagerbomb.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
single time I hear that song.
There's still a band that I'm dying to see. Apparently they are coming out next year.
Apparently.
Oh, you saw that? Yeah. So I'm going to that. I have to go to that.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. But, bit disappointing from the Crossfaith camp.
Very.
Anyway, if you like the song that we'll play for you, check them out. I will say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yep.
Okay. Well, that's basically been our episode this week.
It has.
Yeah. If you like us, let us know horrorfordummies@hotmail.com or the Horror for Dummies Facebook page. We are proud members of the Padded Room Network, Padded Room Podcast Network, which includes the Padded Room and Facebook. Fuck me, I did it again!
Yes, I was waiting Christ. For it!
Why do I keep calling him Facebook? Cake Wolf, who was not Facebook at all. Cake Wolf's Happy Hour. I don't know why I did that again.
Facebook Happy Hour.
Fucking hell. Cake Wolf's Happy Hour. My mouth's really dry. There we go.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it deserved that.
Sorry, Kate. No, it didn't deserve it. But yeah, no, if you like what we're doing, please let us know. Rate us and share our shit if you can.
Yeah, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Anyway, we are going to be coming back next week. Benjamin.
Yeah.
You are going to get your first... Actually, not your first taste, because you watch Freddy vs. Jason.
That's true.
But you are going to...
Jason X.
Okay, well, you're gonna experience freshly out of the grave.
Reborn, so to speak.
The what?
The reborn, I should say.
Yeah. Undead Jason.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're doing Jason Lives, Friday the 13th, Part 6 next week. And this is where it gets interesting, because Alan, our co-host, our lovely co-host,
yes,
has said on many times that this is his favourite out of the series. So you better be gentle, Ben.
I'm feeling pressure. Either that or Alan's going to feel what you felt when I watched The Lost Boys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, God, what a bad episode that was.
For you.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, we have been Horror for Dummies. This has been episode 47. We will catch you next week. Ben, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, shit, I didn't even... Fuck!
What?
We almost did it again!
What?
I didn't tell you what song we're playing. I didn't mention what album we're doing next week.
I was going to tell you straight after you did the sign-off that we didn't say what album we're doing next week, but well, I thought I'd wait for like a smooth exit and then tell you afterwards so we could edit it in. You, on the other hand, have just told everyone we fucked up.
Yeah, we did. That's true. Well, the song that we're going to... Actually, no, I'm going to tell you the album that we're going to do. This album that we're doing next week is... Speaking about the Lost Boys. So, this one was on a lot of news, horror movie news.
Sexy Sax Man's album?
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
So this,
I'm so excited.
This was on a lot of news, horror movie news, like a few months ago that... Tim Capello, the sexy sax man from the Lost Boys,
yes,
was bringing out his own solo album. And then it came out in like June, and I haven't heard fucking nothing about it. I only remember it because I was listening to his song from the Lost Boys on YouTube, and it came up with his other songs. I'm like, oh my God, I know what album we're doing.
Yes.
So for next album... It's called Blood on the Reed.
That's so hectic.
So we are doing Tim Capello, who you would all know as Sexy Sax Man from the Lost Boys, Blood on the Reed next week. So
excited.
And it's on YouTube if you want to go listen to those songs. So yeah.
I'm going to see if it's on iTunes right now.
But as for the song that I'm closing out with, we're doing, from Crossfaith of course, the song Wipeout, which is like their single from this album. I thought I'd play that for you. You alright with that, Ben?
Yep, sounds alright to me.
Cool. Alright, until next time, we are Horror for Dummies, and we will catch you next week. Dip! Let me do that again. Dip!
There we go, that's much better. You got a bite on the sound of a fever. And believe you can fly up higher. No, we're afraid, cause it's fearless believer.
Back from the light of the future. You got a light on the sun.